Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and none of your business. That's wise. The Star Wars movies, 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from ComicBookAlex.com.
I'm Todd Cooper from Los Angeles.
I'm Tony Thaxton from Patreon.com/CloudCitySoundtrack. Star Wars songs every week. I don't know why I looked you directly in the eyes when I said
that. And you also did it like a real commercial. The whole thing was cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back again, guys.
Thank you.
Today we're talking about minute 40. 40. We hit the 40.
Lordy.
Lordy, look who's 40.
You guys are middle-aged in Star Wars minutes.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Minute 40 starts with Finn asking if Rey has a boyfriend, and it ends with Finn hiding with BB-8 on top of him.
Boyfriend.
Doesn't he even then say cute boyfriend?
He does. Yeah.
It's weird, right?
It's weird.
What's weird about it is, I told y'all he likes her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying. I knew that this line was coming up, and that line always stuck out to me as being a little weird.
Because he loves her. Let's just get him dating.
I don't like the use of the word boyfriend. It reminds me of Young Frankenstein, where she's like, "He was my boyfriend."
Right.
It just doesn't sound.
That's true.
It should be like love mate.
There's no word. I've thought about this a lot. There's no word in the English language that works for that role. Yeah. Boyfriend, girlfriend is for kids in elementary school, and there is nothing else that does it. Partner is weird. Everything's got like, yeah.
You know who's got the best one is C-3PO. He says, what? This is my counterpart, R2-D2.
Counterpart.
I like that.
Counterpart.
Is that how you introduce your wife?
Yes.
This is my counterpart.
We should have done it because Pete, you were there. Todd performed the ceremony at my wedding ceremony.
That's true.
And, I wish we should have had you say, I now pronounce you counterparts.
Oh, yeah.
Mavage.
I now pronounce you a counterpart.
The boyfriend was already established.
It was?
When Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru get introduced.
You're right.
This is my girlfriend,
set.
Beru.
So. Oh, yeah.
Lucas not, precedent.
Not this is my counterpart, Beru. This is my girlfriend, Beru. So it's already ruined.
What would be a better word in the Star Wars universe for boyfriend?
I don't even know what would be a better word in our universe.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's the thing is like they have to hit a point where they're like, do we write a word for this? There's a word that exists in English.
He is my dachma.
It would be so much. You'd be like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You know what they have introduced in the animated shows?
Oh, no.
That has come up a few times.
I'm sure it's great.
Mickey Mouse?
What happened? Yep.
Hey, want to be my boyfriend?
It happened.
Be my boyfriend. Wow, Mickey's very progressive.
Yeah. And they did it in Rebels, and then I just watched the first episode of the new show, Resistance.
And
they said it in there too. They've referred to bathrooms now, but they call them refreshers.
Oh yeah, the refresher.
Yeah,
that's where Obi-Wan hid when they were going to Mustafar.
Yeah, was he in the refresher?
He crouched in the refresher.
Crouching in the refresher.
I don't know. These are the things where it's like, why? It makes sense that they would have different tools on their planet because for instance, the Harris Wrench. But it doesn't make sense. Like, the bathroom is still a place where you pee, right? Like, or poop. Like, if human beings are still pooping and peeing, that place is called a bathroom. That's what that room's called.
Also, here's a thought.
Wait.
Just don't bring it up in the movies or the shows.
Why would it be called a bathroom?
Yeah, they're not taking baths.
Yeah, but they're pooping in there, and that's what we got. They could call it the poop room.
Yeah.
The poop room.
But it just seems like making up words for things is like, it starts getting, like, there's a line where they must, in that writer's room or wherever they're doing, if there's a room or whatever, where they go like,
what's going to be more distracting?
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, like, it's better to use boyfriend than try to make up something and try to explain it.
Or
yeah.
There's like the half step of like just adding like a planet as an adjective before it. Like, instead of like, you know, like, hand me that hammer, it's like, oh, hand me that Alderaanian hammer or something like that. You know what I mean? And so like they could just do that. They could have it be like, oh yeah, that's a, you know, he's in the Dantooine bathroom or something like that.
Well,
I see in the Dantooine bathroom all the time.
I just called the Dantooine after a while. That's too remote.
The Dan.
But it also bugs me because, once again, Finn was raised by, like, Nazis. He was raised, like, why would he have, like, do they have the term boyfriend in the First Order? Like, I don't know, it just seems...
That's true.
I mean, I'm sure you would at least hear that word.
You think?
Right? He's probably reading romance novels. Yeah,
he's seen movies.
Do they date each other, those troopers?
They are co-ed.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a Starship Troopers situation.
They must date each other.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I have a hard time believing that the First Order then would call it boyfriend. Right. That they wouldn't call it some other more official sounding name.
Right.
My.
But it seems like, I mean, he knows stuff about the outside world. So I think it's not, you know. He's removed from society, but knows enough about the way that things work.
Well, they still have sitcoms.
Right.
They still have TV.
In space?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what he's watched. That's where he knows all that stuff from.
Right. That's how he learned BASIC, from watching old reruns of Three's Company.
Wow. And that's why he knows about the Seinfeld bit with what's his name?
Mataka.
Yeah. Dance Mataka, or whatever his name is.
Dance?
What's his name? Donfeld?
Dofeld.
Dofeld.
Dance was close, though.
Yeah. Dance.
Old Dance Dance Revolution. What's his name? I'm my father.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The Millennium Falcon, the ship that's approaching it, locks onto it and overrides the controls, which seems like it would have been a really handy thing for other ships to do to other ships throughout the rest of this whole saga.
Yeah, that is a
new power,
I think. Yeah.
Now, a certain part of it, you know, would probably be, he has, you know, Han's got the password or whatever. He's got, you know, he's got root on the ship. But, like, it's still also just like, okay, well, that's not like... Like, Finn knows right away, or I forgot who says it, if it's Finn or Rey, but they're just like, oh, they've locked on and overridden the controls or something like that. It's like, all right, well, that...
Well, isn't that kind of just like the tractor beam? Isn't that the same thing, kind of?
No, because it's not like they're. It's like they logged into. It's like what was it, Star Trek 2, when they
Voyage home.
When they taste the rainbow, when they log into the other ship and they can control it from their ship. It seems like that kind of a thing,
right? But they don't do anything different than.
Well, they just kind of turn it off.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
They're sort of borrowing from Spaceballs, where they jam the system.
Right.
Not if there we jam it.
Jam it on the one.
Cockroach. No, cockroach didn't say that. Sorry. Carry on.
But yeah, that does seem like being able to take control of another ship from a remote location does seem like it would be a handy trick to be able to.
But I mean, this is further forward in time. Maybe it's a new tech.
Oh, that's true.
New tech.
Well, I mean, even within this, like, it seems like,
yeah,
you know, like any other situation where there's, you know, one ship close to another ship and they're, you know, I don't know. It seems interesting. And I guess the difference is that you know, this is formerly Han Solo's ship, so he can log into it basically and turn it off.
That makes sense.
But they don't seem surprised by that. And no. They're just like, oh, yeah, here's what happened. They turned the ship off.
Right.
Well, don't feel.
Although they don't know. They've only known this ship for like 20 minutes.
And also, they're not really experienced space travelers.
Right.
Ray's
flown a couple of ships, but she's never left the planet.
Right. And Finn was a janitor.
Right. All right. I accept all this.
I like that shot of when it's like shot from above, you're mm-hmm. looking down at them in the cockpit. I think it's mm-hmm. cool. Yeah. It's an angle.
You were talking about those new angles in the Falcon because they built it all out. There's another one.
I didn't like when he puts her hand.
He grabbed her head.
It's too cute. It's too cute of a bit. Like,
yeah,
I don't really need it
either.
Just stick your head out and look at the ship.
Stick your head out the window. Totally.
I think he was just looking for an excuse to like grab her head.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna touch that face.
It's as far as he's ever gotten with a lady before.
Plausible.
I was climbing her and touched her hair.
If I was super rich,
mm-hmm.
I would have a balcony built to look like the cockpit of the Millennium
Ooh.
Falcon.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd sit there and look out. That's what I would do.
That'd be cool.
Like a little, like an enclosed patio.
Yeah.
That's just the Falcon.
Look at it. There would be nothing. It would be arranged in such a way where I could not see any lights of like.
Or like hanging out over a cliff.
Like the ocean. Yeah. Out
or
over
the
ocean.
There you go. Yes.
It'd be cool if it would open like the toy did, where it would like just pop open like that so you could be out there too.
And I sit with my legs.
That's scary. I was going to make the same joke.
I have a problem. I have a problem. Uh-oh. I have a problem.
Okay. You're right. Okay. Beep, beep, beep,
the refresher is through here on the right.
I don't know what you're talking about. I speak Earth. I don't speak that. So there's this whole situation with the poison gas.
Mm-hmm.
And they originally was like, we got to fix it. We're going to die from this gas, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this like getting Harris wrenches and everybody else in there to get it fixed. And sure enough, they fix it up. And then he's like, could we unfix it? And she's like, yep. They don't talk about it. They just grab those gas masks and throw them in the hole. Like, that was never a debate before.
Right.
Like,
why didn't they just put the gas masks
on before? Grab the gas masks, then we won't be in such a hurry about it.
That's a good point.
Right?
Take your time finding the bonding tape.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a gas mask. It's cool.
Yeah. We're not in any rush. Mm-hmm. We got safeties. But yeah, here, like, it's like not even a discussion. It's like, grab those things. We got a plan.
Well,
do you think like later on, like Finn, when they're driving to Maz Kanata's planet, they're like, wait a minute, why didn't we just put the gas masks on before we fixed, you know, like looking, but we were so excited. We were so caught up in the moment. We should just put the gas masks on.
When they're driving, just sitting with he's got his feet up on the thing after a few hours.
Gosh.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, you guys ruined this movie for me now. It's now number 10.
That is a big plot.
That was it, huh?
Yep, that's all I needed.
That's what it took. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
I wonder what Daisy Ridley's American accent would sound like. Ooh. I wonder if she's ever done an American accent.
Well, according to the trivia on IMDb,
it sounds a little something like
this. Hello, I am from America.
Hand me the Harris wrench.
It's just her accent this whole time.
I said this and then I'm like, wait, I might be mixing this up. So
doesn't matter.
Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was either she actually started the role doing an American accent and then they weren't really happy with how it was going and so they just had her use her own accent. But as I was starting to say that, I'm like, wait, I think it might be the other way around where Finn initially was going to do it with his British accent, and then they had him try an American accent.
So
he reversed him.
Yeah, I might have it backwards. Or it might be both. I don't know. Those are the options.
All right. I'm going to go with him speaking British first and then them changing it.
All right.
Yeah, I like that.
That's, right. Is that your final answer? I
can't think of any reason for that particularly.
It feels right, though.
I'm not sure. But then again, they needed her to speak British because she's Ben Kenobi's daughter. So
right.
That's probably why.
Or Piet.
Well, you guys, I just remembered my friend sat next to her on a plane to England once.
Daisy Ridd?
Mm. Yeah.
Are you talking about Daisy Jazz? What was her name again?
Oh, yeah.
Her middle name's Jazz?
Her middle name is like Jazz Flower or Jazz Isabel? Jazz
Flower.
Jazzabelle?
Yeah, Isabel is one of... I don't know. I'm trying to find where I...
GJ Jazzy
going
Jeff.
Back to try to find that.
Well, tell us the story while so.
Oh, that was it. They were she got upgraded to first class on a luck, and then she was sat next to her. She's like, I think this is the woman from Star Wars. Sure enough, it was her.
It's Daisy Jazz Isabel Ridley.
There you go.
But Jazz. Isabel is spelled Isobel. Yeah, Isobel.
And her siblings are also like
Johnny, Billy Blues,
Johnny Bluegrass,
Fred Swing. If you guys were sitting next to Daisy Ridley on a plane,
what's this? Sorry?
If you were sitting next to Daisy Ridley on a plane, would you say anything?
Yeah, right on. Right, like right on the tarmac, getting ready to take off. I'd be like, "Hey, I know you're from the Star Wars," and then I'd be like a creep right off the bat. So she'd be like, "This is a flight to England."
She's like, well, at least I'm not sitting next to him. And then you sit down right next to him.
Right. I believe this is my seat. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One thing I like, kind of call back to the original, is you see the Falcon being sucked into the ship there.
Yeah.
And it's obviously like A New Hope, where we see the Death Star pulling it, but it's also like the space slug in Empire.
It's 1 minute off of the space slug.
Oh, is it really? It's 40, a reverse space slug.
minute 40 of Force Awakens has the Han Solo ship, which looks kind of, you know, like it's got teeth, like it's, you know, got a mouth. And minute 41 of Empire is the space slug is when they go into the cave.
Oh, the first time.
When they first fly into the cave. Okay. And so it's not a... You know, it's not exactly the same, but we know that they're flying into a monster that has a mouth.
Are there any other Star Wars movies that are so similar timeline-wise, like when you look at them minute to minute?
I'd be curious to see if Last Jedi has things like that.
It seems like it's all over the place. I mean, it's the most different, so it would be... It'll be interesting to see if there are parallels.
But like, are the beats in Star Wars and Empire similar?
No. I don't think Star Wars and Empire.
No. I don't know. We didn't really do that until later. So
I guess, I mean, the prequels, no. All right.
I just like the structure of Empire is so different because the big battle happens at the beginning.
Right.
And then the end is, you know, lightsaber battle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... anywho.
Speaking of Han Solo's ship.
Yes. Which we were.
Erevanna.
I beg your pardon?
Erevanna.
It's legal in Canada now.
Yeah.
Is that the inventor of the screwdriver?
Let me tell you about the Blissex and Wissex.
Oh, boy.
The bliss decks.
Open the bliss decks. Open the bliss decks. No, the Aravana. This is Han Solo's ship. Aravana. Aravana. E-R-A-V-A-N-A.
Aravana.
Aravana.
It's probably a Beastie Boys song.
Could it be? Anavar. I don't know. I can't. I was trying to spell it backwards. I'm like, is that a thing? Yeah, the Aravana. I want the story of this ship. I want more interest. Like, A, I want, like, what? Where did this ship come from? But B, I also want, like, obviously, as this unfolds, like, I want a lot more stories of just, like, Han and Chewie as, you know, like, smugglers on this ship, like, just doing jobs for the last, who knows how long it was since Duquesne stole it from Han Solo. So, I want more Aravana tales.
Yeah.
Please supply me with those, people in charge.
Tales from the Baleen class freighter.
Yeah. Which is a little bit on the nose. I mean, that means they have whales, right?
Yeah.
It's a Baleen class freighter, but, and it's so named probably because it looks kind of like a whale. So that means they have whales in Star Wars.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit.
There were some weird, like, space whale things in Rebels.
Right. That bothered me.
Yeah, I didn't like those either.
There's always a bigger fish.
There you go.
When this moment happens, the first time you saw it, did you immediately know it was going to be Han?
I did not. I was surprised.
No. Yeah. Especially because Finn is so sure that it's the First Order. He's like, oh, it's the First Order. And
yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. Which, why does he think that?
Because he's
dumb.
Everything's the First Order to him because he's running away from them. That's all he ever knew. And then they've been chasing him. So he's just like, oh, it must be the First Order.
It does have a red light. Maybe that's right. What made them think.
I assume he has only lived on that one ship his whole life.
The Finalizer. Yeah. Maybe.
Like, he doesn't know what ships they got. It's like that ship and the good guy ships, and that's it.
Right.
But also, I like to think that Han Solo stole it from them. Like, that it was actually...
Oh, yeah, maybe. Could be.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah. It was a First Order freighter.
Yeah.
Freighter. Now it's funny.
It is the First Order freighter that he stole. I don't know. That seems like old Han Solo. If I know him, like, I think I do.
It's definitely a step down from the Falcon in terms of, like, coolness.
Yeah, it's pretty generic. Yeah.
But, I mean, the Falcon was... I don't know.
He needed something more reliable, not something so flashy.
Yeah, he didn't need a muscle car.
Plus, you know, the insurance on the Aravana is probably a lot cheaper than the insurance on the Falcon.
Do you have any other information about the Aravana?
Just that I want to see more of it.
I have some other stuff.
Okay.
It was the last ship designed for the movie.
Last ship.
Last ship. 426 meters long. So that is an Enterprise. The original Enterprise is 288 meters long.
Right, so it's like almost
twice the size of the original Enterprise.
All right.
And for Earth reference, the Empire State Building is 381 meters tall. So it's bigger. It's bigger than the Empire State Building is tall, which is pretty big.
Yeah,
it's a big ship.
Well, he used to have a bigger crew.
I guess so, but that seems like it would. It seems like a lot of it is just the back. Seems like it's all just like the storage containers.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of it is actually like crew quarters and stuff.
So it's like a barge essentially that he's got.
Yeah, it's like it's like a tractor trailer.
Mm. It's like one of those like self storage places that also has like storefronts. Some people rent out the self storage thing and turn it into like a business.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that in space.
All right.
Piloted by a guy. He's driving it around.
I like that he used to be the bandit in the Camaro kind of car, and now he's the
Jerry Reed.
Yeah. Now. Right.
Yes, Aravana. Is that a Baleen class? You said that.
Yeah, Baleen class. That's all I have about the ship.
Yeah, I want more of it. But it is. I mean, we'll cover this a bit coming up next week. You guys won't be here though. But that, like, I kind of do wish. Again, with a lot of movies, like, I wish I could go into this blind, you know, and not having seen the trailer and not. You know, the one movie that I didn't see any, that I did a total blackout, didn't see the trailer, didn't see anything for, was Attack of the Clones. And that didn't work out for me. But I would love to have gone into this not, you know, not knowing, well, almost like your brother, like, you know, went to go see, was it this one or was it the...
It was this one.
It was this one where he went to go see it. And then, like, as they were waiting online to get into the theater, He saw the poster and he's like, Harrison Ford is in this one? Like, I want that level of,
wow,
like,
that's great.
Yeah. I'm going to say ignorance, but I mean in a good way. Where it's just like, I would love to not have any clue what was good. Like Rey, like we just said, like we all knew her name. We saw she was like all over everything, but like not knowing her name until she said it like 2 minutes ago would be an interesting way to walk into this.
Yeah, because then you would have thought her name was Amre.
Amre. Yeah.
And then not like having no clue what, you know, that this stuff, like the way that, you know, having seen the people in it, having seen you know, the trailer, knowing certain beats.
I think it's just the way he's wired. He's just not like, we're the kind of people who, if we like something, we dig deep, and clearly we dig deep to seven seasons worth of a minute by minute show. Right. But my brother's just like, yeah, that was a fun movie. And then he just doesn't, you know,
really
think about it at all or anything. He doesn't like to speculate as to what happens in the next one or anything.
Right.
So,
I wonder, I mean, it's almost impossible, professionally impossible, but I wonder if I could if I could try to do a blackout for episode 9.
No way.
I mean, unless you won't allow it.
You would have to change your total lifestyle.
You couldn't
go on
the
internet. You couldn't, you know. I think if you stayed off the internet, but come on.
I've already seen things from episode 9, so I guess that's
yeah.
Okay.
Is Jimmy John Abrams doing that one too?
Him and his sandwiches. they've teamed up.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It could be. I don't know. He's famously never really been associated with things that have satisfying third acts.
Yeah.
He's not a closer.
That's my one concern.
But
I do like him. But
we'll see.
Who was slated for it initially? Somebody
Colin
else, right?
Colin Trevorrow, the guy who did Jurassic World.
And they canned him because he did Jurassic World?
No. They were iffy. He was on the fence after Jurassic World. Then he did, like, what was that other?
Something that bombed really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Guy,
like King Arthur, or something. It was like something along those lines, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what.
That's such a bummer to be like on the line to do Star Wars
and like actively like doing pre-production basically on it, and then being like, oh, you know what?
So did he write the script?
The script for I don't think he was ever going to write it. I think he was just going to do.
Just direct.
He also made some public comments that he wanted to shoot parts of it in space. Seriously, that was a thing going around, but he had said he wanted to shoot some of it in space.
And does he know how
big that's why they fired him?
Yeah.
This guy's nuts.
Yeah. That kind of budget.
The Book of Henry.
That was it.
King Arthur, I was close.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I knew it was
Book of Henry. I think bombed hard enough that they were just like, you know what, dude?
That's crazy. So Jimmy John was on, then it was
Ryan John,
RJ. Which we expected big things from, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought Ryan Johnson was supposed to do the third one, but I guess not. So then they go back to Jimmy John and go like, "Hey, you killed that first one. You're back in."
Pretty much.
I mean,
he's familiar enough with it, you know, and with the whole setup.
I mean, the tough thing is like his choice was to pattern it so closely to Star Wars.
Right.
And like he can't really do that with Jedi. Like Jedi's
he could do, you know, just they could just go pick out, all right, what's the satisfying third act stuff from all the Star Warses? And theoretically from other movies too. Like
it's blowing up the Death Star, which they've done already.
The trench run.
Yeah.
But can we adapt that? And like the I guess really it's a sticky wicket.
It's tough because it's all been redone already. Like, what do you do?
Right.
What do you? I don't know. It's crazy, but I do like his. Didn't he write the first one though?
JJ,
I think he helped
co-wrote with Kasdan, right?
Yeah, with both Kasdans,
Larry and Billy.
Jake?
And who wrote the second one?
Did Ryan Johnson
write it with somebody?
I believe
with someone. This is all like fascinating for the people listening at home who know all this stuff too.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I'm on, I ruin this show for everyone who listens. I'm sorry, everybody.
That's not true.
I'm not smart enough like you guys are. I am looking forward to when Wes Anderson does that episode. That's going to be great.
I would love a standalone, like an anthology Wes Anderson movie.
Wes Anderson Star Wars would be great.
About, and that could be the one about Bib Fortuna, where he goes back and he's got his little apartment and goes. And,
yeah.
Was that a thing that we talked about on the air?
Yes.
Bib Fortuna's apartment? I hope so.
Why is he always making noise down there? It's just Owen Wilson. Just
maybe you can make it like a he runs like a hotel or something.
Bib Fortuna?
Yeah, like the Fortuna Arms.
There you go.
And then
the Grand Bib Fortuna Hotel.
Yeah, then that way you could have different characters every week coming in.
Maybe it was just written and directed by Ryan Johnson.
The room wasn't what I expected. What do you mean? That's the kind of line it would be in a Wes Anderson movie. Bib Fortuna, but just saying back to him, what do you mean? I feel like Wes Anderson movies are a lot of misunderstandings in the conversation.
Right. Although I like the idea of seeing his, repertoire of players in different.
Yeah, oh yeah, entirely. Absolutely.
Yeah, Bill Murray playing him.
It's too bad.
Jedi Master.
Mr. Little Jeans is dead.
Is he passed now?
Yeah, I think so. Right. The what was his name?
Yeah, the groundskeeper again.
Kumar.
Yeah.
Kumar?
Yeah. Oh, from... Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I blew it, man.
But he was like 1,000 years old.
I know. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. You forgive me. I just found out.
Come on, get over it already. Guy's 1,000 years old.
I blew it, man. I lost my touch.
You ever have a touch to lose,
man.
Oh, the best.
when you guys do Rushmore Minute, let me know.
Nobody's doing a Wes Anderson minute.
Yeah, surprisingly.
That seems like a
treasure trove.
Yeah. Really? I don't know. Maybe by this recording somebody will have picked it up.
Yeah.
You have to start with Bottle Rocket Minute. Don't skipping around.
I mean, if you're going to do a minute, then you're starting with Bottle Rocket. You're not going to jump to Rushmore.
There was a point of controversy that the Star Trek Minute guys, and I understand where they're coming from, but they started with Star Trek II because that's the one that, they figured there was more to talk about. People would get on board more. They're going to go back and do the motion picture at some point and talk about it. But it bothers me a little bit. I understand where they're coming from, but
yeah, they're going 2, 5, 1,
machete order,
6, 3, 4. Weird choice.
Yeah.
But if anybody out there is going to do a Wes Anderson minute, make sure you start with Bottle Rocket.
You have to.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think it might
easily.
Be. It was for a while, and I haven't gone back and readdressed it recently, but
yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
but it's always been my favorite.
Yeah,
I think I'm the only one who loves Life Aquatic. I love that one.
Adam loves it too.
Really?
You don't know him. Another guy you don't know. He loves it.
I don't know many people who I'm embarrassed of that I like it. Like, right. but I really do. I think it's great. It's so funny. Anyway, sorry, this is a Star Wars minute.
Yeah, the Star Wars minute.
Star Wars minute.